In the gaming world, game designer Jason Rohrer is a god. Now, saying someone's a god in a certain field is a figure of speech. I mean, they're not really immortal beings. Well, that is, unless you're Jason Rohrer, as Anne Strangechamps found out.
Jason, you created Chain World for the annual Game Design Challenge back in 2011, and the challenge was to create a game that could also be a religion. So not a game about a religion, but a game that could be a religion?
Right, right. So the games that we were designing couldn't just be about religion, like a game about Buddhism or a game about the existence of God or something like that. They actually had to be a religious practice, as players playing the game would be actually engaging in a religious or spiritual practice.
Well, so describe the game that you came up with, Chain World.
So the game of Chain World is a game that a single person in the world can play at a time. The game ships on a USB stick. It's a single USB stick, a single unique object that serves as sort of the like Ark of the Covenant, the holy object in this religion.
It's the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail, yes. And this object passes from person to person, but only one person, because it's a physical object, can have it at a time. The entire game is contained on this object. It's an immense 3D world created through the existing game Minecraft, which was a huge hit and phenomenon at the time. So Minecraft is a three-dimensional world that goes on for 8 times the surface area of the Earth and goes 128 meters down if you want to dig into the ground and so on. And you can build all these structures inside of it. But it starts off with a very naturalistic world with caves and mountains and rivers and lakes and oceans and all this kind of stuff that has been untouched. So the very first person in the game gets this untouched world, and they get to go into it and play around in it and build things and dig holes and construct things and try to survive as long as they can. And after they die, the rules of the religion say that they must stop playing at that point, and they must take the USB stick out of their computer and then pass it on to somebody else who expresses interest. So that second person in the religion chain will go in and experience this three-dimensional computer-generated world that has all the naturalistic things that the first person experienced, plus all the things that that person tried to build and achieve while they were trying to survive.
So if you were, say, the 40th person to get this game, you'd have no idea who had played it before, but they would have left their marks on this.
They would have left
landscape.
Their mark, and the marks would be potentially decaying or modified, right, by all the 39 people who came between you and them, right? So you come into this world, and is there a city there? Is there crumbling ruins? Is there stuff that's obviously been defaced? What did this mean? What did someone put this here? Does this lead to something that's something hidden? You know, is this an arrow that's pointing me in some direction? What did they mean to say by this? What were they trying to do here? What was their last thought as they died in this world? You know, all these kinds of questions. I was player number one in Chain World.
Well, I was going to ask, because you were the primal player, the very
yes,
first one. So what was
that
like?
I was Adam,
like?
I guess, right? Yeah, so it was a wrenching experience. I had my, he was like 7 at the time. My oldest child, Mez, he had been playing this game Minecraft. And so when I was developing this modification of Minecraft called Chain World, he was all excited about this and everything. So he was sitting next to me and kind of giving me ideas while I played as the first player. And, you know, we had barely done anything. We had left a few little landmarks trying to lead someone toward the cave we were going to have our first dwelling in and so on, so that they'd at least find where we had been living and what we'd been stashing there. And as we were digging out our cave on the first night, we'd only been playing for about 5 minutes. We dug through a wall and fell into a pit in the cave where there was an opening that we weren't aware of. And there was a bunch of spiders in there that killed us.
Oh, no.
and then at that point, I was like, okay. That's part of the sort of excitement of building this religion around this, because people are going to try, they're going to have all these grand plans, right? They want to build this monument and they want to build it to work this way and that way. And then something will happen to them and they'll slip up and fall into lava or whatever. And it'll be over. And they'll be like, no, I didn't get to finish my pyramid.
Yeah, but normally you can respawn, right? And come back.
Normally you can respawn. But if you follow the rules of the religion in this game, you can't. And at that point, my child Mez said, okay, no, let's restart. We'll do it over again. I'm like, no, the rules say that we have to stop and take the stick out. And he started crying. He was wrestling with me, trying to grab the stick out of the computer so he could smash it. To
wow.
Force me to start over again. He's like, we didn't leave anything for them to discover. You know, what? They're not going to find anything. We only left a few blocks there. The point, they're not even going to find our cave.
Oh, wow. Talk about a primal experience of mortality. That's what we're all afraid of, right? That we won't have left a trace.
Right. And so then I had this USB stick in my hand that had this very pretty much naturalistic world, but very partially modified by me, much less than I wanted to, ready to go, ready to take to the game developers conference and present in this talk.
So I've seen the video of this talk, and here you are at this big conference, and you announce the game, and you're holding the only copy in existence, this little USB drive, and you hand it to one person, this guy who stands up out of the audience. What did you think would happen then?
The story gets very convoluted and complicated from this point on, but he didn't actually stand up out of the audience. He hobbled up. Much of my friends were in the audience saying, oh, hand it to me, I want it, I'll do it, Jason. I was like, no, it can't be a friend. And then a guy in the front row with a walker, literally dragging his feet, to me it looked like somebody who had survived polio, came hobbling up almost like at an Ernest Angley, healing, and reached his hand up to the podium. And at that point, what could I do, right? So I handed it to him.
You hand him the sacred ark.
Yeah, so
I
didn't know. I mean, I just thought, okay, he'll play it, he'll pass it on, and so on. But as it turns out, he was sort of an entrepreneur / self-promoter / con artist who actually had no injury. He just happened to have the walker with him that day and claims to have been injured in a Dance Dance Revolution contest the night before or something. But isn't crippled, doesn't have any trouble walking. He just was dragging his feet with his walker. Just, I don't know why, that day in the front row. And it was perfect because he got the USB stick and then he turned it into this giant, charity auction and all this other stuff that drove everybody mad. And
Wait. So you have to describe what he did. So instead of playing the game in this quiet cult-like way you designed...
Right. He sort of served as, Martin Luther pounding theses on the church door or something. But as the very first prophet, right? He kind of perverted it in a way that angered a lot of people because he played it himself and then he said, I'm going to auction this off for the purpose of charity to the next player. And he put it up on eBay with the prescription that whoever wins the auction would then pass it on to a predefined celebrity. And then after that, the celebrity would auction it off again and get passed on to another celebrity. So there'd be these game design celebrities like Will Wright, creator of The Sims, and Jane McGonigal, a big alternative reality game proponent and Reality Is Broken author. These people would be interleaved with the sort of unwashed masses who get to finally win this thing by paying a lot of money in an auction. So you might get to play right after Will Wright, right?
So the analogy to religion is so perfect, right? Because what happened is people began arguing over the primal text and the rules and the creator's intentions and who was being truer to the creator's intent and so on, that became a religion.
Yeah, I mean, so in that way, it sort of grew into much more of a religion than I could have been, it's sort of the ultimate perfect scenario.
Well, in the meantime, this guy who got it, I can't remember his name, Mr. G.
Zhaji.
So in the meantime, he released these videos on YouTube in which he seemed to see himself as Frodo in The Lord of the Rings. He talked about how this drive was such a burden. He was wearing it on a stick around his neck. And then there's a point at which he seems to throw it into a giant pit of lava.
Yeah, yeah. I think there was a lot of theater that he was conducting. I don't think he threw the stick into the volcano. He was in Hawaii. He went to Hawaii shortly after the Game Developers Conference, and then he was going to this commune where there are all these sort of spiritual gurus living. And then he was up on the rim of this volcano throwing the memory stick in, and there's all this stuff that he kind of released, him climbing trees. And when I saw him climbing trees, that's when I realized that, wait a minute, this guy, he was using a walker. How's he climbing trees? So that's when that kind of house of cards kind of tumbled down.
Wow. I was going to ask, do you know where Chain World is right now, or even if it's still in this world?
As far as I know, it was bought in the charity auction for $3,300 by a mysterious, I guess the gender has been identified as a woman, a mysterious woman who apparently has a lot of money, enough money to spend on something like this. And that person has an anonymous Twitter role that they occasionally post on. And as far as I know, that person has not passed the memory stick on to anybody else. Maybe no one has expressed enough interest yet.
And as the god of your religion, have you ever been tempted to, issue a new set of commandments or be the voice from the clouds saying,
The burning bush?
Yes, pass, Chain World on.
No, I just sort of sit quietly and watch from the clouds, I guess. From the cloud, I should say.
Jason Rohrer is the designer of scores of games, including Chain World, and Strange Champ spoke with him.